This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, we got a little traffic situation, don't we, Sue?
Yep, we've got a vehicle fire, which is odd in all this rain, but it is actually westbound 6440. Just east of Prospect, and all lanes are closed. So if you're traveling out there wondering what the heck is going on, they're dealing with it and trying to get it off to the shoulder.
But I asked you, like, where is Prospect? This is way out near Lake St. Louis or past
it's
Lake St. Louis?
It's past Lake St. Louis. It goes Lake St. Louis Boulevard, Prospect, and then 70.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I know right where that is, and that's an area that, you know, jams up anyway, so it'll just be extra jammed up today. We'll keep you posted on that for sure. We have Steve Ellman dropping by, if he can get here, with the traffic from St. Charles County. In the next hour, we're going to get a little preview of the Evolution Festival. The lineup was announced today. Jeff Jarrett, who is a senior VP and partner at Contemporary Productions, Mr. Shankman, was busy. Jeff's going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. So we had Ilya Shapiro on the show a couple of days ago, and then yesterday I was talking about the Show Me Institute, and I was on their website at Show Me Institute.org. We love the Show Me Institute. Great think tank here. Great sponsor of the show. And I was looking around. I see this thing about Ilya Shapiro being in St. Louis.
Wait a minute.
And it said it was April 10th. I'm like, wait a second. Tomorrow's April 10th. I just talked to Ilya. But you're here, Ilya. How are you?
You know, it's like Groundhog Day. I think this is like my fifth time or so in studio, and every time it's like I've never left. I feel at home, and you know what? Please don't be offended. I don't tell anyone when I'm going. I just have my schedule. My wife's like, "Where are you going today? When are you going to be back?" Okay, you know. And that's
no,
about
I'm
it.
Not offended at all. Honestly, I did a double take because I'm like, did I miss something? And was this an event from last year? And they still have it on the website. But you actually had two events. You were at WashU earlier today, right?
Yeah, a great event at the law school there about my latest book, Lawless: The Miseducation of America's Elites, talking about the crisis in higher ed. More than 100 people turned out. Apparently, there was a little bit of controversy ginned up on student Reddit boards or group chats or something like that, but nary a protester when I showed up. Good discussion, good Q&A, and that was also co-sponsored by the Show Me Institute, kind of an intro to the Show Me's event that I'm doing later today.
So what was the Q&A like? I'm curious.
All over the place.
On that issue.
All
right?
Over the place. Some students asking, you know, is there a way to fix DEI? And I'm like, no, we got to end it, not mend it. Some students asking about the immigration piece, which has heated up in national news the mm-hmm. last month. Can or should foreign students really be deported over a blog post or an op-ed or what have you? And the answer is, it depends. It's an immigration regulation thing. And like, if you give a speech or write an article supporting the violent overthrow of the U.S. government, for example, that is a deportable offense, or more explicitly, legally, it makes you ineligible for a visa, meaning your visa can be revoked. So there are issues there in terms of ideological screening that we apply, and other things, governance issues. Some faculty were there asking about how academic freedom plays in. A wide-ranging conversation.
What do you think? You know, did you hear what Obama said this week on the higher ed thing? Because, you know, the topic of some of the funding being pulled, and maybe you and I even address this issue, but these universities, Harvard, et cetera, they have huge endowments, right? And I think Obama's recommendation was...
It's not about the size of your endowment, Mark. It's how you use it.
Well, what he was saying is use the endowment. And I'm like, okay, good. That's fine, right? I think, unless I misinterpreted him, but let's use some of your own money instead of the taxpayer money would be my position.
Absolutely. The thing is, federal funding has always had all of these strings attached, ranging from accounting standards to civil rights laws, free speech. I mean, all of these things. This is not something that's invented by the Trump administration. The problem is, for decades now, nobody's been pulling on those strings. So the schools have gotten lax and aren't enforcing a lot of these protections for student and faculty, civil rights, speech rights, academic freedom, all these things. So all of a sudden, there are these investigations because the crisis in higher ed has been elevated by the pro-Hamas demonstrations and what have you that have been blocking access and vandalism and all the rest. And the universities are in a tough spot. But note, they are not suing. They are negotiating. And so that means that, they're being strategic about this.
Do you think, I'm curious, do you think that maybe Columbia is certainly not in this group, or maybe some of the really fancy East Coast? Do you find, though, or at least think that the administration in a lot of these universities are maybe not so crazy as the professors and the students, but they're put in that position because they have so many crazy people that are yelling at them?
As I learned in doing research for my book, Lawless, the bureaucracy is actually the most radical part of this whole scheme.
Really?
As bad as some faculty are, and it's partly a generational thing, millennials are more activist than their boomer seniors, who, even if they're designated as equally Democrat or equally to the left or what have you, so there's some kind of tonal or modal things there. But the bureaucrats, especially in the last decade, the explosion of the DEI offices, they are far to the left of the faculty. And of late, the educational leaders, the deans, the presidents, et cetera, they don't want to cross the DEI offices. And so it's not that they themselves are woke radicals. They're spineless cowards. And they just do not want to control the illiberal inmates who have taken over their institutions.
Do you think, my guess would be you could probably write a pretty good sequel to this book as well, just based on what's happened ever since you finalized the print because of the developing stories that keep happening. But do you think any of the lessons are being learned here or not?
It depends. Some places react in different ways. So Yale's law school dean, Heather Gerken, who dreams of becoming an Ivy League president, recognized that the black eyes that her institution was getting were not good for her own personal success, and decided to reassign some staffers who had been involved in some crazy scandals, threatening law students' bar license over impolitic tweets or something like this. Lots of crazy stuff that was going on at Yale. She hired as well a senior faculty member from Princeton to head up this big free speech initiative, hired a junior faculty member who had clerked for Justice Alito. These things would not have happened at Yale 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So there are savvy educational leaders who are responding to bad PR and also to losing donations. Even Harvard, that has $60 billion in their endowment, as you were alluding to, when their rates of donation drop 5%, their applications drop 5%, that might seem like small beer, but they want to cut that off at the pass. They
Absolutely.
Recognize where their bread's buttered.
Ilya Shapiro is here. He's in St. Louis. He was at WashU earlier. He's going to do an event for the Show Me Institute tonight. We love the Show Me Institute. His book is called Lawless, The Miseducation of America's Elites. Was there another, and I want to get your thoughts on, we may have talked about this a couple of days, the federal judges that are putting injunctions on the Trump administration. I thought maybe I saw something even today. Do you know? I know you've been busy. Was there something that might have happened?
I can't keep track of everything.
No, it is hard to keep track.
There may have been something. It's been, again, the Supreme Court is not ruling on the merits, on the underlying substantive legal issues, but it's basically telling the lower courts to chill, to say, look, you have to take seriously these venue issues, jurisdictional issues. You can't just put in a universal injunction against everybody willy-nilly. You have to go through more process. At the end of the day, the Trump administration, I think, is going to win about 80% of these cases. But the court is finally starting to say, like, whoa, Nelly, you can't just forum shop those who are opposed to the Trump administration. It's going to be a long legal slog. You might get some things. They might win others. But we have to go through the normal process and not go around with our hair on fire.
But when they say, whether it's J.D. Vance or Trump or someone else, they say, look, these liberal activist judges that are doing that, your response is what? Is that true? Or is it just judges in some cases that are, you know, maybe seemingly trying to do their job and not be activists.
Well, it's a mirror image of what right-wing activists and politicians were saying under Biden when challenges were when left-wing politicians and Biden himself in that administration, when challengers would go to Texas and other places that with more safer judges for, sure. For their regard. So, you know, all institutions right now at are kind of a historically low level of public confidence. The judiciary is actually doing better than almost any institution. The Supreme Court, contrary to some of the media narratives, is now more popular than it was before it overturned Roe v. Wade, for example. So you have to take all these things with a grain of salt. And it is disconcerting as a constitutional lawyer to see activists on both the left and the right disparage and try to delegitimize the judiciary.
If you had to, I mean, this is a tough question, but just to see, if you had to guess, do you think that there will be at least one Supreme Court vacancy in the next few years for Trump to fill?
I would say not. More likely not.
Really?
Justice Alito is feeling his oats. He's loving where he is. He's writing great opinions. He's 73, I think it is. Justice Thomas just turned 76. If he serves through August of 2028, he will become the longest ever serving justice. So that might be a goal of his, assuming good health.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
You know, I would say, you know, and they're also looking at the political scene. They're not, in a complete vacuum, and they know that Republicans are much more likely to hold the Senate in 26. You know, they'll see where the winds are, and they know that they probably both would have to leave likely in the next presidential term. They'll see how things are shaping up.
Man, I think about the Merrick Garland situation all the time. Used to think about it a lot more when Biden was in office, and thank God that we didn't go that route.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For sure, because that would have been pretty consequential, I would say.
Well, it also maintaining that vacancy, as McConnell did, and putting out that statement that there won't be consideration, there won't be hearings or votes before Obama nominated anyone, going on a limb like that, the then Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, won Trump the election. If there was not that battle over that open seat, Merrick Garland or otherwise, Trump probably wouldn't have won. It was that narrow in the number of swing states.
And what I've said in defense of Senator McConnell, if whatever you want to say about him is fine, but that moment was pretty important. So I get the critics of Senator McConnell, but you're right. To your point, he did a lot there. What's your message tonight at the Show Me Institute? Different than what you did at Wash U? Same topic, talking about the book?
Same topic, more informal. They're telling me it's going to be a wine tasting, which is good because I find that the more my audience has to drink, the wittier I am.
Yes, I find that when I emcee things. There's a big difference, by the way. I think you're half joking, but yes, there's some seriousness to that, right?
It'll be shorter remarks. It'll be, you know, we'll see probably more of a discussion, a longer Q&A period rather than me just giving a speech. But this is one of the reasons why I love traveling around the country, not just speaking at law schools, but speaking to these think tanks and business organizations and other groups. You know, I'm in the idea business, and so it's great when people want to fly me out and
yeah, we love it. Are you aware, just out of curiosity, of our politics over the last couple of days here in St. Louis? Because it's been interesting. We kicked a mayor to the curb. Like, there was Cori Bush, Kim Gardner, who is our prosecutor, who, you know, made a lot of mistakes, and then Tashara Jones, the mayor. The election was on Tuesday. Kara Spencer from the Board of Aldermen won, and it was not even close. It was a blowout election, a message that we want change in St. Louis.
Mark, I'll have to apologize. I'm not keeping track of local St. Louis politics as you know, the Supreme Court keeps me busy enough as it is. So, but that's amazing. You know, I did read that Oakland, for example, Barbara Lee, longtime congresswoman out there, is running for mayor against kind of a more established machine politician. And it's neck and neck. Because even in Oakland, which is obviously very, very blue, they've had enough crime, they've had enough disorder.
Well, even San Francisco, you know, I mean, look, we're under no illusion that the new mayor, who is a progressive, is going to be, you know, somehow switching on a lot of these issues. But Sue lives, well, you just moved out of the city.
Well, I'm still there.
Okay, well, I lived in the city. But for people in the city, they literally couldn't get trash picked up. And we had a big snowstorm, and there wasn't, you know, an attention to the streets. And the streets director was, you know, coming off. So it was all these things one after another. So a lot of it was the identity politics, certainly. But a lot of it was just people fed up with no attention to, you know, all kinds
basic
of attention
services
to the alphabet mafia, no attention to basics. So I actually feel, from a political standpoint, it should really kind of be a national story. Now, the news cycle is pretty heavy right now, but it is interesting, to your point, there are a lot of cities where I think people are saying, I've had enough. And that certainly happened here on Tuesday, which is a good thing. But enjoy your stay. Thanks for coming by in person. Thanks for not letting us know that you were coming into town, as we indicate. But it's great to see you in person.
It's a full schedule. I'm also recording Washington Journal on PBS at their affiliate here tomorrow morning.
Really?
So tune in for that.
So who's on that panel? Is that something where you're doing like a satellite from here?
Yeah. I don't know exactly. Again, they just told me when to show up, and sometimes they tell me what we're talking about. In this case, it's again higher ed battles and what the Trump administration.
Do you have like a do you have an assistant?
I do. There's a media team at Manhattan Institute. There's a legal team. There's people help me with different things. But at the end of the day, you know, it has to go. I still use a paper calendar, a paper scheduler. I have to write it in there. And if it doesn't get in there, then
I'm with you on that. I'm with the whole digital calendar thing. I had to try. Someone was setting up a lunch for me, Sue. Mark Sutherland, our friend Mark Sutherland, wants me to meet someone who is a developer on Wash Avenue. And we set the date last night, which is a week from, I think it's going to be 2 weeks from tonight. Anyway, I told him, I said, I need you to do me a favor. I said, I need you to remind me, and then I need you to remind me again, and then you might need to remind me, because I get that people have calendars, and but I don't look at them. You can put a calendar reminder.
Put it on your phone. And
yeah, but I don't look at the calendar.
As a reminder.
I have so many notifications on my phone.
Can't. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm with Ilya on that. I need a personal assistant. How about that? I have just no budget for a personal assistant. Ilya, great. Thank you so much. Enjoy your stay.
Good to be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.